Oh, Ketzer, what does this come out? Nachla mimameshes v'heleches ad Reuven. Whereas the Nachla goes back and back. Just like it goes downwards, a son, a grandson, a great-grandson, who then it goes upwards also. And let's say somebody died, and he has no brothers, and he has no father, but he has a grandfather. The grandfather would yashin. If there's no grandfather alive, the great-grandfather. And there's halech as it goes ad Reuven. So Marshall, till all the way back to, you know, Yaakov Avinu to Reuven, Yerusha goes all the way back. For the Gemara of Leimad Yaakov, if you're saying that Yerusha goes all the way up already, why don't you say it to Yaakov, to the Bekor Yaakov Avinu? Why only Reuven? Amar Abayas, Abayas says, it's like teaching us Gemiri, we learned, the Loikola Shifta. There never come out a time that we won't have the Shvatim. There'll always be Shvatim alive. That's why we want to say Reuven. And not that we'll have to come back to Reuven, not that Chas V'Shalom there'll be no more Shvatim, and you'll have to come back to Yaakov Avinu. There's a Gemira, there'll always be Shvatim. There'll always be, from certain Shvatim, will always be around. Shalvim is all the Shvatim, or at least some of the Shvatim, but that's Gemira, the Loikola Shvatim. The Shvatim won't be this. The Shvatim, yeah, the Yudbei Shvatim will always be around. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Kolo Oimer Tirush Bas Im Bas HaBen. Somebody says, listen, a father died, and he left over a daughter, and his son died already, but his son has a granddaughter. So if anybody says that the daughter is going to yashin with the granddaughter, which is the daughter of the son, is making a mistake. Afilu Nashi Shabi Yisrael Ein Shemi Malay. Even if he's a Nasi, the president of Klai Yisrael, we don't listen to him. Shein Emela Maisa Tzedukim. That's only a Maisa Tzedukim. Because like we just said, not like that. We just said that's the locha, that Yoytza Yerechai has the locha like the son himself. So the Moshul, when a father dies, if he left over a son and a daughter, we know the son yashins first. If the son died and he left over a son, that son comes before the daughter. So whoever says not like that, to say that a daughter would yashin before the grandson, you should know that's called Maisa Tzedukim. Why? The time you learned like this. The Abo the Esrim Batavis. It was the 24th day of Tavis. Tivno Ledinona. That we came back to our own Dionim. In other words, we won over the Tzedukim. Because really, show you Tzedukim Oimrim. Tzedukim was saying that Tirush HaBas in Ben HaBen. The Tzedukim, the people didn't dash in Tirush HaBapeh. They only looked at the Psukim and dash in Ruam. They said, in a case when a father died, and he left over his own daughter, and his own son died already, but there's a grandson from his daughter, from his son, the Tzedukim said they both yashin equally. Sure, Tzedukim Maimrim, they said that Tirush HaBas Im Bas HaBen, that a daughter yashin's equal with a granddaughter. Now, Nitzvah Lehem Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai went to talk back to these Tzedukim. Omulem, he said to them, Shoitim, fools, Minayin Zelachem, how do you know to say this? How do you know to say that since there's a descendant of the son, of course the descendant, the granddaughter, she should yashin before the daughter of the father? Because the son yashins before a daughter, and a descendant of the son is like the son. But v'loyhoya adam shechzira davar. Nobody answered back of Yochanan ben Zakkai. Chutz mizakin echad. Only one older man answered him back. Shoye mefatfeit kinegdoi. He like argued against Yochanan ben Zakkai. Sadeh ben Geshem says mefatfe means mekanter. He was just there to argue. Not really, you know, to see the emes, but just to cause a machlokes. He was just there to cause a fight. Shoye mefatfeit kinegdoi. And he said like this, this Tzedukah said like this. Oma bas binoi. Madach, the daughter of the son. Oma bas binoi. Like the granddaughter. Habo mikoyach binoi. What does she have to do with the grandfather? She's yashni only because of the son, because of the father. Tirashno, she yashins
the granddaughter Yashin's. If so, Bitoi, the real daughter that's still alive of this father, Habor Mikoichoi, that she's coming because of her own power, she's a daughter, she's a direct descendant of her father, Lekol Shechein. Isn't it for sure that she should also Yashin? That's the way that Tzdukim used to say. But again, if Reuven, the father, died and left over a daughter, and Reuven's son already died, but his son left over a granddaughter, left over a daughter, they said they both do equally. That's what they said. So Korolov, Rav Yochanan Metzaka called upon this Tzaduki, this man, Korolov HaMikra Zeh. He called upon him this Mikra that says, it said like this, the Pasuk says, Yishno, Eile B'nei Seir. These are the children of Seir. HaChuri Yoshva Yoretz. HaChuri, the people lived in the land, Loiton V'shuvol V'tzvon V'yona. So it comes out, Ono was B'nei Seir. Was the child, was a son of Seir. Uksiv, another Pasuk of Resha says, Eila b'nei Tzavon, these are the children of Tzavon, of Ayav Ono. Says Ono, so it's a modern Maisa. Who was Ono's father? One Pasuk says, Ono's father was Seir. And Tzavon was a brother to Ono. And here the next Pasuk says, no, V'yela b'nei Tzavon, you know who the children of Tzavon was? Here it says, V'ayav Yona. So it's a stira. Before it says that Tzvon was the brother to Ono. And here this pasuk says, no, Tzvon was the father of Ono. What's going on here? Elo Malamna comes to teach us. You know what happened here? Both psukim are true. Shebot Tzvon al imoy. Tzvon Taka was the son of Seir. But Tzvon, the son of Seir, lived with his mother. And his mother gave birth to Ono. So Saka true, the same mother that gave birth to Tzavon gave birth to Ono also. But who is the father of Ono? Not Seir, but Tzavon. Tzavon lived with his mother, and then his mother gave birth to Ono. Now, so then, why is it called then B'nai Seir? Why is Ono called the child of Seir? It's really owned like a grandson. That's the raya that B'nai Bonim Harein Kebonim, that Onan is considered a son of Seir also, because B'nai Bonim is Harein Kebonim. This is the proof that he was talking about Nachla, that Negeti Yerusha, not only if your son directly is alive, does he Yashin the father, but even if a son died, but the grandson is alive, he's also considered like the son. What's the proof here? The Dilma may be Trey Ono Hevi. Maybe there were two different people. What's the Rayach? Right, that this Ono was the mother, but that a son lived with his mother. Savon lived with his mother. Maybe there were two different Onos. There's no kash altogether. Omar Rabba says no. Omar Rabba Amina Milsa Dloy Omra Shava Malkar. I'm telling you over something that even Shava Malka didn't say. In other words, a great person said it to a man who was a Shmuel. I'll tell you over something that Shmuel himself said. And he could the army some say meant to say Lashon like this. That Omar Papa said, Amina Milsa, I'll tell you over something to the Yomer Shava Malka, that even a great person like Shava Malka didn't say. And who is that? Who do I mean to say? Omana Rabba, that Rabba. That what? To answer this question, how do we know to say it was one person Ono? And it's a proof that a grandson is like a son. Maybe there are two different people on us here. Maybe there are two different people. How do we know to say Taka is one person? Or Makro, the Pasuk says, who Ono? It says an extra word, who Ono? He was Ono. As if to say, who Ono Demikara? He's the same Ono that was before. So the first Pasuk says that the Eila B'nai Seir, Hachuri Yoshviyoritz, that Yoshviyoritz means after Yerusha, these are his children that Yashin, it says, Shmuel, Tzvon, Vona. Then it says again, O B'nai Tzvon, Ono, it's the exact same person. And it comes to teach us, like Rashbam says, that B'nai Bonim, Harayim Kibonim on Nachla. It's come to teach us that his grandson, even though it really wasn't the son of Seir. really, Seir's own son was Tzivon. Just Tzivon had a son called Ono. Still, the Pasuk calls Ono like the son of Seir. To teach us for Yerusha, he also yashens his grandfather. So from here we see that a grandson is considered like a son. That's the way it's considered. Yashens with him. So that's the raya that b'nei bonim harein kibonim.
Yeah. Right. Oh, male Rebbe, the kachata putrani, with this you want to free me? Oh, maloi, shaita.
Like he said back to him, like, is this really enough? Like Rashi says, bekach ata patrani, bitzmiya. Halai gamani moide lecho de ben ha ben yerish, eziknoi, befilu mokim bas. Avol, bas ha ben di arminish tirish abas imo, that you didn't answer me. In other words, I'll admit to you that a grandson is like the father. That's true. But where's your proof that a granddaughter is like the son? That you don't have a proof from here. We want to know in a case, Reuven died. Reuven left over his own daughter. Now his own son died, but his own son left over a daughter. You're telling me that daughter yashins before the original daughter. How do you know that? Maybe a granddaughter is not called like the grandfather. A grandson is like the father. But how do you know to say when the son only left over a daughter, how do you know that daughter is like the father also?
That you didn't bring me a proof. From Ono you have no proof. That's what he said back to him. Omele Rebbe, Bekachat, but you want to free me with this. Omele Shaita. Seems like Shaita. V'loitei Torah Shleima Shalanu